This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, DFW. Sean and RJ here, 105.3 The Fan. We have Ask Reddit coming up about 15 minutes from now or so. Brought us his favorite segment of the day. Mine the whole week. His the whole week as well.
I should ask Donnie one of these.
You know what?
We should throw one at him right off the top.
Go ahead. Pat Donnie, NBC5. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm a little concerned. That's how I am.
No, Pat, it's completely safe. It's completely safe. Let's go
your
with
your definition of safe and my definition of safe are very different, Bobby.
No, I promise. This is very safe. What's a piece of outdated technology you still swear by?
A piece of outdated technology that I still swear by.
You still splicing really tape? Anything. You still splicing tape or anything like that? Good. Back at this the station?
This is a really good one.
Splice some tape. No, I think my laptop is probably about 10 years, 12 years old. I don't know if that counts.
No, that's old. You know what I mean? Like, that counts.
And it's like the size of like it's massive. Everyone laughs at me every time I pull it out because it's one of those editing laptops for the TV editing software.
Yeah.
And so on the airplane, when I pull the little airplane, tray down in front of me, it takes up about my seat and about the person over to the left of me. And I look at him and I'm like, I'm sorry. I just have to do it. So that's probably my best guess there. But I don't really have a whole lot. I'm not afraid of moving on with the times. We got to keep updating, right?
That's a solid answer, though. Like the technology is the laptop. That's a good one.
What a great transition too, though, right there from Pat saying he's not afraid to move on
and
go with the times.
Wow,
and that's what the Mavericks are trying to do.
That's what the Mavericks are doing. Pat Donnie joined us here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. So you made the venture up to Maine. I hope it was in the summertime because it gets cold up there, man.
But what a beautiful place to visit in June. So luckily, yes, I was there just a few weeks ago, and. What a trip, guys. First of all, flew to Boston to drive up because flying into Maine is a little bit more challenging and difficult. So it was about a 4-hour drive or so from the Boston area up to Newport, Maine, which is where Cooper Flag is from. And just a beautiful place. I mean, there's a lake that it's right there in the middle of this small community, only about 3,000 people that live there. But it's gorgeous summertime. Everything's super green. And the community there, when you're talking about Mavericks fans moving on, the community there, one of the things that they're talking about is that they're really hoping that the Dallas community and Mavericks fans will be welcoming to what they call, multiple people described him as their guy. I mean, the principal at the high school who I spoke to, where Cooper went to school during this unbelievable, magical season, we'll talk about it just in a minute here. But she even said, she was like, this is our guy. He's just turned 18 years old. He should have been walking in graduation, here at high school just 3 weeks ago. And so we're really hoping that people embrace him there because he's so young. He's handled everything so well. And I think that they know everything that's happened here, all the drama, all the Luka, Nico, all this stuff that's happened there with Luka and over the last 4 or 5 months or so. And they're hoping, though, that Mavericks fans will not take that out on a young 18-year-old star right. who has seemingly done everything right, both on and off the court.
I just Googled Newport, see where it is. Like, that's almost middle of nowhere, Maine. Like, you don't – how many guys, like, in the NBA that you've done pieces on, like, are from such a remote place that are from the U.S.?
Dude, it's shocking. I mean, when I was driving, it is a – I mean, Bangor is, like, the only – middle of the road type of city that's there in Maine, in that region. Portland is a little bit further. It's a couple hours south. But, I mean, you're talking, and that's 35 minutes or so away from Newport. This is a very small town, small community. But, I mean, it was nice, and the people were great, and it's beautiful, very, I would say, very colonial feeling and, like, patriotic. There were American flags waving everywhere in the downtown that had a very old school feel where I mean, I'm sitting there shooting video and gathering all this content, and these kids are riding their bikes down the middle of this downtown. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what year is this? It felt very like a throwback in this beautiful place. And I was very impressed when I walked away. He clearly grew up in a place where this is the thing, though. And this is what was said multiple times. High school basketball is king in the state of Maine. That is the thing. And that's what the story on NBC tonight opens up with, is about how important basketball and high school basketball is in that state. Because as one of their sports directors at the local radio station there said, in Maine in the wintertime, as you mentioned a second ago, Chop, I mean, it's 20 degrees and snowy just about every single day. So no one wants to do anything outside. And so everybody's looking for a way to gather as community. And so the way we look at maybe high school football here in Texas, that's how they look at basketball there. And Cooper Flagg is the greatest player in Maine basketball history, despite the fact he only played one season there as a freshman. That's how good he was as a freshman there. He won the Gatorade National Player of the Year, and he was Mr. Basketball, and he led Nokomis High School, this small program, a 1A program that is never very good. They won one game 2 years before he was there as a freshman, and his freshman year, he led them to the state championship. And his high school coach, we did this great interview, a guy named Earl Anderson, wonderful guy. We're sitting on his back porch, by the way, with the lake behind, and it was just a beautiful place. And as we're talking, he's talking about how they purposefully knew that Cooper's team that freshman year was going to be very good. And so they arranged it in the preseason to where they would play against the best teams in the state of Maine. And he looks at me, and this is the preseason before he started his freshman year. He goes, he was the best player on the floor, and it was not even close. And it was before his freshman year began. And so I'm talking to some of his teammates from middle school and rec league. And all. They were like, yeah, we thought he was good when in fourth grade when he was playing in the sixth grade league and he was the best player. But then in seventh grade when he started dunking in games, and then in eighth grade he averaged 20 a game in dunks in his eighth grade year, we were like, okay, this kid is legit. So – it was shocking to hear the stories and to get the video and the pictures of just how great he was. And then the other thing that I took away that I couldn't believe was just how passionate and obsessive the community of Newport, but also the entire state is about him from this point. Last year, the local radio station there for the guy, Chris Popper, who I talked to, 92.9, the Ticket, the sports station there in the state of Maine, broadcasted Duke games every single night that they were on.
Wow.
In Maine. It was Blue Devils North because everybody there, as the coach described it, Duke games were must-watch TV. That's how obsessed they are about this.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's one guy. And so they're fired up now that to become Mavericks fans north, if you will. So this community and this state up there has this passion and this obsession. It was very interesting to hear about all of that in my time.
You said he was player of the year, national player of the year as a 14-year-old?
Player of the year in the state of Maine.
Okay, and I thought you said Gatorade. I thought you meant like national player. I was like, what? I mean, state of Maine, that's still impressive, John. Yeah.
But to be the best player in the entire state in the state of Maine and to have people talking about, the coach wouldn't give it to me, you know, and this is in the piece, that he was close. I mean, this is, you got to imagine, okay, Earl Anderson's a guy who's coached basketball in that state for like 45 years and retired a few years ago, something like that. And I asked him, was that the best team in the history of the state of Maine? And he was like, if we would have stayed together one more year, then I would have maybe given it that. He goes, I'll give you top five. And I'm like, just because everyone, it's like you couldn't believe that this freshman kid could be that good on that team to lead them to that level of greatness. But he's literally a legend in the state of Maine, despite only playing one high school year there before going to Montverde, played only two seasons at Montverde, graduated early, should have been a senior in high school this year at Duke, and won the Wooden National Player of the Year in a season in which he turned 18 years old in the middle of the year. I mean, it is wild, this guy's journey. And the fact that he also is doing not only, I mean, the highlight dunks are insane, right? I mean, the dunks, the pit dunk when he was at Duke is just, and that's an all-time posterization. And they've seen that. One of his teammates was like, every time I see it, I'm like, yeah, I've seen that before. I mean, like we were talking outside his childhood home, and there's a basketball hoop behind him without the rim on it. It's because they ripped it off from dunking so many times as he was growing up. But to see all of that is great, but it's that he plays the game the right way. He dominates on defense. Nico will love that, right? He dominates on defense. But he also is a team first guy, averaged 20 a game. They're like, he could have scored 40 a game if he wanted to, you know, but he got his teammates involved. I walked away feeling like, as upset as Mavericks fans are still about Luka, and I understand that. I get that. I will never understand why the Mavericks decided to trade Luka Doncic, especially in the circumstances and the way that it all happened. But I walked away saying, this guy can still be special, and this kid still be unbelievable for this Mavericks franchise. And I hope Mavs fans will give him the chance and the respect and the adoration that he deserves as fans, despite their frustrations with the team and with what happened in the past, because it's not his fault. And he is a special player. And from all that I've heard from everyone, off camera, on camera, everything, from every person in that community, he also sounds like an amazing, fantastic human being off the court as well.
Pat Doney joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Pat, one of the things that we've heard a lot of analysts talk about and people who have, you know, been around him at Duke, and I'm curious if you heard any of this feedback, they talk about just the ultra competitiveness that he has and that he is like a very high level intense competitor. I heard Bill Simmons draw a comparison to, like, he's like KG, basically, like Kevin Garnett, like that kind of intensity. Did you get any of that feedback from people that he was just this very intense competitive individual?
Insane levels of competitiveness. And it's funny you mentioned that, Bobby, because his coach, Earl Anderson, in high school mentioned that, I don't know if everyone knows that Cooper has a twin brother, Ace Flagg, who is getting ready to, by the way, he just graduated from high school, which Cooper should have. And Ace is going to the University of Maine to play for the Black Bears there. And just how big of a deal the flag name is. As one person described it, the story, the flag name is magic in Maine. Maine season tickets are expected to sell out for the opportunity to get to see Ace Flag play. And he's a very good player at the Division I level. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because Ace has always been known, according to the people around them, as the more fun, easygoing guy, whereas Cooper is just an intense person and is someone who is very competitive. He was described as easily the hardest working player on their team in high school. And that's not they were like, we know that sounds cliche, but legitimately, he was the hardest working player. In fact, his teammate pointed out, we're standing in front of that home that Cooper grew up in, and he said, I remember between 7th and 8th grade, he started dunking in games in 7th grade and realized that this was something that he could be really good at, and he could really dunk the basketball well. And he goes, and he points behind him, and he said, right above that garage right there, and that he started doing box jumps during the summer between 7th and 8th grade. And it was insane how hard he worked at it. And all of a sudden in 8th grade, that's when he started really just dunking on people in games. And so hearing that, hearing about the work ethic, hearing about the way that it devastated him, the way that Duke lost in the tournament this past year, all of these things, the level of competitiveness that he took to Montverde, where everyone had questions where, hey, look, this guy's coming from Maine. Is he really going to be able to compete with everyone else at Montverde, a powerhouse factory? Immediately the best player on the team. I mean, no question about it. All of his teammates would tell you the same thing. I mean, so all of this and the hard work aspect, the team first aspect, there are so many good pieces here that are coming together. This is why he is the prodigy. This is why he is the clear-cut number one pick in the draft. And this is why, again, I'm hoping Mavericks fans will be able to at least temporarily consider setting aside their frustration with the organization to at least understand the opportunity that they have in front of them now to watch and to see this guy on a day-to-day night. They have hit the jackpot with this. I think that this is a superstar player, clearly, but someone who's doing it the right way on and off the floor, who I think has a chance to be a generational talent. I know we've said that word for a long time around here about someone else, but it's true. They've gotten lucky, and they have another generational talent here that I hope gets the adoration that he deserves, because he is going to bring a lot of incredible plays to the Dallas Mavericks over the next years, hopefully for a long time here in the city of Dallas.
Donnie, where can we watch this tonight? It's going to be live, right? You're going to do this piece.
It is, yeah, tonight on NBC5 at 10 p.m. on NBC5 News. And then the extended piece will be this weekend on NBC5 News on Saturday and Sunday. I'll have it at 6 and 10 o'clock. Can't wait to share it. What an awesome opportunity to get to go up there and to get to know some of these people and to be in that community. And I can't wait to now see their reaction to Cooper becoming a Maverick officially on Wednesday night. I hope everybody will check the story out. We'll also have it on our social media and online platforms here over the next few days as well.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Great chatting with you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Pat.
Donnie joining us here. D&M Leasing Hotline 105.3. That's good.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.